The groom mess hall, I heard words like Lorentz forces, pulse detonation, cyclotron radiation, quantum flux transduction field generators, boy, that's a mouthful, quasi-crystal energy lens, and EPR quantum receivers. I was told by both Gerald and a couple of people I talked to at Groom that quasi-crystals were the key to a whole new field of propulsion and communications technology. To this day, I'd be hard-pressed to explain to you the unique electrical, optical, and physical properties of quasicrystals and why so much of the research is classified. Even the unclassified research is funded by agencies like the Department of Energy and Department of Defense. Why is the U.S. Department of Energy and Ames Laboratory so vigorously pursuing research in quasicrystals? A quote from the DOE, "Our goal is to understand and facilitate exploitation of special properties of quasicrystals. These properties include, but are not limited to, low thermal and electrical conductivity, high hardness, low friction, and good oxidation resistance." That's the unclassified part. What are quasicrystals? In 1984, a paper was published which marked the discovery of quasicrystals. Two distinctly different metallic crystals joined symmetrically together. By 1986, several top secret advanced studies were going on funded by DARPA, with leading scientists already working in the field. In classical crystallography, a crystal is defined as a three-dimensional periodic arrangement of atoms with transitional periodicity along its principal axes. Since quasicrystals lose their periodicity in at least one dimension, it is not possible to describe them in three-dimensional space as easily as normal crystal structures. This is because this becomes more difficult to find mathematical formulas for interpretation and analysis of the diffraction data. After the discovery of quasicrystals in 1984, a close resemblance was noted between icosahedral quasicrystals and 3D Penrose tiling. Penrose tiling basically is nothing more than if you saw a tile floor that had two different tiles, one, say, has five sides and one has seven sides, that match up and repeat continually. But once you get into a three-dimensional Penrose tiling, then you just, if you can, you have to imagine these things repeating in three different dimensions. The British mathematician Roger Penrose devised a way to cover a plane in a non-periodic fashion using two different types of tiles. A simple example of 3D tiling can be seen on this slide. The tiles are arranged in a way that they obey certain matching rules. This is called 3D Penrose tiling, which is made up of rhombohedron. A dozen years later, Penrose tiling became the prototype of very powerful models to explain the structures of quasicrystals discovered 14 years of quasicrystal research has established the existence of a wealth of stable and metastable quasicrystals with 5, 8, 10, and 12-fold symmetry, with strange structures and interesting properties. New tools had to be developed for the study and description of these extraordinary materials. I've discovered that classified research has shown that quasicrystals are used for high-energy storage materials, metal matrix components, thermal barriers, exotic coatings, infrared sensors, high-power laser applications, and electromagnetics. Some high-strength alloys and surgical tools are already on the market using quasicrystals. The reason I've presented this in detail is since I barely mentioned quasicrystals last year, I've been asked by so many hundreds of people to say, well, explain what quasicrystals are. So most of what I explain is over my head, too. So thank you for staying awake during that. One of the stories I heard or was told more than once was that quasicrystal pairs were used in the propulsion of the Roswell crash. The fact that these crystals, millions of tiny quasicrystals. Remember, quasicrystals are two separately shaped, three-dimensional crystals joined together symmetrically. These millions of crystals coated the bottom of this UFO. And that one of these crystals was made of hydrogen. Until recently, creating a hydrogen crystal was beyond the reach of our scientific capabilities. That's changed. I don't have a lot of details about what's going on with the hydrogen crystals, but I suspect I will soon.